Pipe Network presents.
Hi, I'm Sting Lacson.
And I'm Rachel.
And you're listening to
the Couch Tomato Podcast.
This is the DCT Rundown, where we review not one,
not two, but
three short reviews in one episode.
So you still get the same DCT format, but shorter.
And it'll be three in one. So first up, we have Licorice Pizza. It's a 2021 film written and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson and stars Cooper Hoffman,
Alana Haim.
I think it's Haim. Haim. The Jewish Alana Haim.
Alana Haim.
Sean Penn.
Maya Rudolph.
John C. Reilly.
Bradley Cooper.
And Leonardo's dad, George DiCaprio, in a very short role. First of all, gusto ko lang i-bring up no si Cooper Hoffman, di ba you mentioned when you watched this, he has the vibe of ano?
No, I asked you if he was the one in ano, The Many Saints of Newark.
Yeah, if he was Michael Gandolfini.
If he was the young Tony Soprano.
Yung young Tony Soprano sa Many Saints of Newark, he's Michael Gandolfini, the son of James Gandolfini. Ito naman kasi si Cooper Hoffman, anak ni Oscar winner Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes.
Oh, so natuwa lang ako na you made the comparison. Maybe it's kamukha or maybe they have the vibe na they're children of good,
build.
Great actors.
Or the build. Pwede namang the build lang.
The build. Pero I think they have the aura din of ano. Maybe, yeah. That's just me.
Pwede.
Wishful thinking lang. They have the aura of
sons of actors.
Great
sons
actors.
Of great actors.
And then they have the DNA inside them na. Parang kahit na first movie ni ano to eh.
Uh-oh.
Cooper Hoffman to eh. Tapos Many Saints of Newark din, first movie ni Michael Gandolfini.
Actually, si Cooper parang di naman niya balak mag-showbiz eh.
Mm.
But Paul Anderson offered.
And
I think may history sila nila Alana, nung family. Parang they hung out together before.
Yan, so this one is a period piece. It's set in 1973. No, so this is a period film and gustong-gusto ko yung pagka-period niya. Actually, I like period films na
well executed.
And yung visually, it looks like you're transported to that era talaga.
Oh, so hindi katulad ng may songs lang from that era.
Oo. Some movies then they try to be period films pero may mga lapses na ano eh. Like kunwari yung cut ng suit, alam mo modern yung ano.
Ah, yung feeling mo hindi na ma papansin, pero
hindi nila 100%.
It seems out of place when it's in the picture na.
Mm-hmm. Parang yung production design, they didn't give 100% to the film. May mga,
baka naman
may
mahuli
kayo. Kaya nga, ibig sabihin ito, na pati yung buhok, lahat eh. Pati yung wardrobe, yung music, tapos yung mga kotse, parang they went to great lengths to ano talaga. And it really works for me.
Naisip ko kasi yung example ng yung kay Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to be 90s, di ba?
Oh,
but the songs are really 90s. And then, hindi na ganun ka ano yung iba. Meron din man. Pero, it's really the songs that carried the era.
Parang sa Captain Marvel, ano eh, parang they have to make references to 90s para lang iyan yung audience na 90s kami ha.
Kaya the songs are really 90s. Oh. Yun nga yung nagdala eh.
Oh. Yung Captain Marvel, it's trying a lot. May effort talaga na ipakita na 90s kami ha. Unlike this one, konti lang, simula lang, and then you're sold na. Sold ka na. This is 1973.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned Captain Marvel because I get what you're saying.
Okay. So, this one is marketed as ano eh. Feel good coming of age film.
For whom ba? For Cooper?
Hindi, I think ano. Yung ano naman age gap nila is ilan ba si Alana dito? 25?
She's supposed to be 25. And then Cooper is supposed to be still in high school or graduating.
Oh, 15? 15? I think 15.
Hindi pa graduating yata yun.
Oh, so it's a 10-year gap.
It doesn't look like they have a 10-year gap.
Oh, okay. I think ano naman eh. Parang yung character ni Cooper is very mature. And, may mga kakit siya, nagbi-business-business siya. So, parang it doesn't look like yung may binanggit kami were talking na it looks like, ano, grooming or pedophilia na ano.
Pero, no, I think it's only that because he was 15.
Oo.
Parang, I don't think naman age matters that much. But I think others took issue na he was 15, therefore underage, and then there's a big error. Kasi feeling ko kung 18 siya tapos 28 si Alana, wala masyadong ganong... Plus, you have to understand, this is the 70s eh. Wala pang ganong awareness as it is now. Diba?
Yeah.
So, I think you have to watch it in that era. You cannot criticize the plot point. Parang this is based on, ano eh, Paul Thomas Anderson's childhood ba? Tama ba?
Hindi. Tsaka kasi, naalala ko nung, kunyari mga 15 ka, ako, like for example ako, 15, 16 ako,
older girls.
Ang crush ko, hindi naman mga 15, 16 din eh. Parang medyo college, di ba? Kung high school ako, college yung mga crush ko, ganun. So, this is more of, ano, told sa point of view nila na as kids, as youth, na kinikilig, parang...
Oo, yun pa. I don't think it was one-sided eh. Because he was the one who came on to her first.
Oo.
So, parang, ano ba, enjoy nyo na lang muna yung movie. Isa pang napansin ko dito, kasi I read IMDb or we watch interviews after watching the film. Interviews of actors in the film, ganyan. Or IMDb trivia. Kahit na hindi lahat reliable at hindi lahat helpful. So I found out that yung family ni Alana Haim, they're a real family. So yung tatlong sisters na magkakapatid talaga sila. Tapos nanay nila yun, tsaka tatay. Tapos naisip ko.
And their names are real.
Their surname is real. Haim pala, sorry. Haim ako ng Haim. Haim.
No, I mean, the actor's name is Alana din. The sister's name is Alana din.
Yes, I think they're a band eh.
Ah, oo.
She's in a band, diba? Something like that.
Na magkakapatid din siya lang sa band.
Oo. So, parang naisip ko, nagtitipid ba si Paul Thomas Anderson? Or baka, you know, if it's not naman that big of a role, and in fairness to Alana, she did well in, you know, acting her part. So, parang naisip ko, is it a trend na you play yourself or you play, you know, your persona? Kasi family sila. Hindi mo malalaman na totoong pamilya sila unless you know them or you research about them. Parang everybody's a brand. Parang ganun.
If it's not a trend yet, it could be. Pero I don't think it's nagtitipid. I think natuwa si Paul Thomas Anderson na nakakonnect siya ulit sa dati niyang teacher na feeling ko crush niya yun eh, nanay nila. Ang bata siya.
Ah, talaga?
Oh, parang in-interview siya, parang...
Okay.
Kulang na lang sabihin niya, I had a crush on their mom when I was young.
Okay, okay.
Parang ganun, no?
That's
so
cute.
Oo. So, I think natuwa siya na, gamitin ko lahat ng anak mo. Parang ganun.
Na, tsaka feeling ko yung chemistry rin, kasi nga, I think these people hung out together. Sila Alana, tsaka sila Cooper. But it's nice. I mean, it was a, no, surprise bit of trivia na, parang, oh, wow, really? That's cute. Or nice, or something.
Pero I think si Cooper Hoffman, no, he carried the show. And he's very young and it's his first time. And then he carried the show. Parang very believable.
I think both of them did.
Oh, yes, yes.
I would like to take note, please, of Alana Haim's driving backwards here.
Oh.
She did daw the driving. If reliable man lang yung trivia na yun.
Totoo yun. Sabi din ni Paul Thomas Anderson.
Oh, yun. So, girls can drive.
May isa pang tinanong sa interview kay Paul Thomas Anderson. Sabi niya, tinanong sa kanya, what was a memorable scene while shooting? Tapos sabi niya, yung scene involving the rotary phone. Tapos, hindi daw sila makapaniwala na, you have to put your finger on the number, and then turn it, and then wait for it to come back, and then put your finger on the next number.
Vintage na naman kasi. Oh, I have a question.
Oh, sige.
Bakit Licorice Pizza yung title?
Ah, well, sige. Ang una ko, share ko yung una kong sagot, tapos yung totoong sagot. Ha?
Gosh, oh, sige, I'm scared.
Yung una kong sagot nga kasi, licorice is candy, di ba? And then pizza is pizza. And then parang sweet and salty, they don't mix. Ang una ko naisip, silang dalawa ni Alana, licorice and pizza. At first, you'll think they don't mix, but parang it sounds good, licorice pizza, but it doesn't taste good, diba? Pero it sounds good. So, baka ganun din sila na they don't have the same age, but they work good. Pero ang totoong answer pala is, do you know the real answer?
Ano? Hindi ko yata alam.
It's a slang for, ano, a vinyl record.
Ah, yeah. Sorry. Oh. Now I remember. Shit, sorry. Medyo. Ang naisip ko dati, I think there was a conversation about pizza. Although, when we rewind it, parang hindi naman yun. Kasi iniisip ko na dati, parang ano eh. Yung parang pineapple on pizza.
Oh, yun.
Parang ganun yung dati.
I guess if, ano, if estudyante ako and I'm writing a paper, pagka nilagay mo yung explanation ko na licorice and pizza don't mix but they work, may points ka for, ano, for analysis na ganun. Parang, wow, may lalim analysis mo. But actually, it actually means vinyl record.
Actually, it's one of the reasons why medyo nauna to sa list of, sa watch list natin eh. Kasi it sounds so intriguing.
It sounds like gunpowder milkshake.
Uh-oh,
akala ko ganun eh.
Parang, what is this?
Uh-oh.
Bakit ganun? Tapos pag binasa mo yung description, parang, coming of age films. Hmm, this should be interesting.
Oo. Tsaka so, yung poster din. Very retro. Very 70s. Retro.
So, a lot of things happen in the 70s. So parang, hmm, what is it?
Okay. So final note ng gusto kong sabihin is, this is the first film where I've heard my birthday mentioned.
Yes, ka-birthday niya si Alana.
Kasi nung una, diba, may scene kasi dito, sa mga listeners, nakukwento ko lang. No? May scene dito, si Bradley Cooper, he was hitting on Alana Haim. No? Tapos parang niya, when's your birthday? Ganyan. Sabi niya, December. Are you Sagittarius or Capricorn? Tapos sabi ni Alana, Sagittarius. Tapos natuwa na ako, Sagittarius din. Tapos parang, sabi ni Bradley Cooper, December 13? Ang tuwa ko, lapit na yun.
He does this.
Tapos bigyan sa 15, December 15. Tapos, oh, natuwa ko. Yeah. Parang ang sarap ng feeling na, it's, kasi sometimes you hear your birth date mentioned in a film, not as a birthday, but as a date. Like for example, the murder took place on December 15. Oh, birthday ko yan ah. Pero ito, it's the first time I've heard it na birthday din niya.
So, in real life, birthday niya.
Yan na. Oo, totoo. Yes.
And, if you guys should know, he does this. He guesses artist's birthday pag feeling niya sa Sagittarius. Tapos, tatantahin niya kung anong date. Tapos, malulungkot siya pag hindi yung teens kasi pag hindi malapit sa birthday niya. Kasi feeling niya, yun lang yung two sa Sagittarius.
Naglag mo naman ako. Hindi, I've guessed it correctly twice with ano, Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish.
Okay,
so yun lang.
Pero so pag tinanong ka niya, kung Sagittarius ka ba? Well, wala.
Anyway, sige, my wife is a Virgo, so. Okay, so let's rate this. What rating? Let's do our calculator rating.
Calculator rating.
Let's do our blind rating.
Are you ready?
We're ready. And go.
So, mine reads 7.4.
And mine is 8. So, that's right.
Okay. Kailangan mo nang... nakabukas na yung calculator mo.
That's an average of 7.7 over 10. So, okay. So, that was our review of...
Watch it.
Yeah, watch it. It's an Oscar nominee for Best Picture.
If you like Paul Anderson films. Ano siya, diba? Parating Oscar nominated halos yung mga...
Oo. Konti lang siya gumawa, pero parang matalas mo naman.
Parang it's not a long list, but they're all like, there will be blood, tsaka mga ganun.
So, yeah, that's a review of Licorice Pizza. Hi, I'm GP, and I'm a first-time dad. Join me in my new podcast about my parenting journey, where I discuss things that brand new or expecting parents should know. Check out First Time Dad on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other major podcast platforms.
Okay, the next movie that we're going to review
is
West Side Story.
West Side Story, directed by the great Steven Spielberg.
This is his first musical, by the way.
Mm.
And I'm so sad that it's a remake. No, hindi naman sad, but...
He's too conservative to...
It's nice that he's venturing out.
Oh.
But, yun.
Mm. Screenplay is by Tony Kushner, based on the stage play and book by Arthur Laurence. And it stars Ansel Elgort.
Rachel Segler.
Ariana DeBose.
David Alvarez.
Rita Moreno.
Corey Stoll.
Corey Stoll, the bald guy from Ant-Man.
Yes, Corey Stoll.
Stoll, yeah. Stoll.
Corey Stoll. Hindi.
Corey Stoll. Okay.
Among others.
Okay, yeah. Among others. Ang bala ko sana sabihin, younger people may know this from the Santana song, Maria, Maria, she remind me of West Side Story. Pero naisip ko, that song was more than 20 years old na. So, not really younger people may know. Tagal na rin pala yun. So,
that's like Gen Z siguro.
Yeah.
But should have sang it. Maria, Maria.
Sige. Maria, Maria.
Huwag na, tama na.
She remind me of a West Side Story. Growing up in Spanish Harlem. So, yun. Up to that point, it's ano, it's accurate na from the movie. Kasi they set in Spanish Harlem, no? The Latino neighborhood ng Harlem and the white neighborhood, no? Basically, what I'd like to say about this film is, it's too old. I mean, there are, ano kasi, there are movies na they're set in the 60s, 50s, 40s. But they don't make you feel bored. This makes me feel bored. Parang, oh my God, it's vintage.
I think it's an old school musical kasi.
Yeah, also. And the music din is parang...
Yes, very old school. Oh. Hindi Lin-Manuel Miranda ito.
Hindi man lang Pasek and Paul who wrote...
La La Land
and...
Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman, diba? More of the modern school sila eh.
This reminds me of Oliver talaga.
Oh. Well, I don't know if biased lang ako kasi I acted in Oliver na in grade 5. Pero...
Name drop.
Hindi naman, extra lang ako doon. But I know the songs. Siyempre, pag part ka ng musical, di ba, you know all the songs.
Kahit yes,
na extra
I know.
Ka lang. Oo.
I was also part of musicals.
Oh, sige, what
specifically? Sa school lang.
Okay nga, which one?
I did Soul of Tarsus. It's not yung ganyang musical na ganyan.
Ah, okay.
But it is a musical.
Okay, sige. Yeah, so you know what I mean na, ano? So, parang, I enjoyed the songs more sa Oliver. I enjoyed the songs sa... Jesus Christ Superstar. I enjoyed the song sa Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. So, this one is, I don't know, maybe it's just taste. It's too old for me. And yung style pa ni Spielberg, it's very, ano.
Classic.
Oo, na hindi siya gagamit ng mga fast cutting, na parang modern. It's pretty straight up, ano, old school filmmaking and classical
okay,
music.
Okay. That's not to say that the film is bad.
Yes, of course.
It's not. Kumbaga, production-wise, choreography, the singing, they're all on point.
Yes, yes. Yung choreography maganda.
Well, maybe Ansel Elgort is a little stiff for me. But, you know, I mean, that's what I'm saying is it's not bad. And I think siguro Spielberg did this kasi feeling ko yung old one is very whitewashed eh.
Oh, nga,
so dito he really wanted to use Latino actors for Latino parts.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you cannot say na ano eh, racial divides are not relevant anymore because they are.
They still are, yes.
But yun nga, I guess it's a matter of taste for a musical.
Mm-hmm. And in line with that pati yung paggamit niya ng ano, yung choice niya ng paggamit ng Spanish. Actual Spanish na hindi siya subtitle.
Oo.
Ano mo yan? Explain mo nga ulit yun.
Kasi diba, the original film, the whitewashed film, the 61 film, the original one, it used American actors. And I don't remember if they used Spanish in that film kasi wala naman yata nagsispanish dun sa mga actors nila. Or very little. Hmm. Anyway, ang reasoning ni Steven Spielberg was, he wants to do justice dun sa yung sa pagiging diverse niya.
Mm.
So, parang pag sinubtitle mo yung Spanish, you're serving the English audience.
Oh, okay.
Parang ganun.
Okay.
So, sila pa rin yung fine-favor mo na audience.
Yeah.
Kumbaga, not having it subtitled. Parang patas lang.
Mm, okay.
Kung hindi mo maintindihan, sorry ka, research mo na lang.
Oh.
Or you can get it probably sa context clues din naman.
Mm.
But, you know, I think marami na rin naman nagsasalita ng Spanish sa US now, so.
Oh, they teach it in high school.
Yeah, so, kumbaga,
mm-hmm.
Kumbaga, patas na nga, the English viewer and a Latino viewer, it serves them both equally.
Mm-hmm. And nung pinanood ko ulit to, kasi I've seen this before, and the stage version sa Miralco Theater when I was in grade school, I think, or high school. High school. I remember high school because si Rene Liboro, shout out to Rene, no? Parang ginagago naman yung isang song yung I feel pretty, oh so pretty. So I remember that. So that was in high school. So yeah, so I've seen the original film, no? And I mean, I've seen it before. Pero when we watched this Spielberg version recently lang, parang, wait a minute, this looks like Romeo and Juliet.
Tapos, it is.
Habang tumatagal, parang, oh, pinatay. Di pa pala patay, pero sinabi patay. Parang, Romeo and Juliet niya. And then I researched it. It is based on Romeo and Juliet. So, if this one is, let's say, nung panahon niya, nung 61, no? This is a modern day retelling of Romeo and Juliet. Why can't we, in 2022,
have a modern day retelling of
West Side Story? Parang, kasi ngayon, meron pa rin Latino, meron pa rin whites in New York, and I'm sure there's gang violence pa rin there. So, it's still relevant. So, although ayoko yung may cellphones. Parang, maybe 80s yung setting. But 50s is too far back, and parang I'm not really interested in, parang if I had the time machine, 1950s America is not a place that would be my top
70s. 70s.
Yeah, 70s, 80s, USA, but 50s is no.
Are you trying to tell me you want it like BBC Sherlock, parang ganon? It's set in a certain time, but you still have the same story.
Yes, but I don't think that would be West Side Story anymore.
Yeah. Oh. But no, I get. I'm just trying to understand what you're trying to say in a retelling. Kasi you can, for example, Little Women has been remade for how many times? 3?
But it's always set in
it's always set there. But it's not entirely all the same.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch the old one, but this feels like the old one.
I think kasi it stays true to the spirit of 1950s, eh. Which is just taste. In my taste, I'm not a fan of the 50s. What is 50s music? I'm not a fan. 60s music ko, Beatles. Parang, siguro 70s na yun yung pinakaano ko. Not a fan lang ng 50s. And this doesn't make me a fan. Yung pang seeing it on film, dapat makonvert ka man lang na, oh, okay pala yung 50s, ha.
Ako natuwa naman ako kasi, I mean, I know the Santana song. I didn't know it was based on this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't watch the old one. And I feel pretty, ganyan. I didn't know it was from this. So, yun yung mga discoveries in this film. But, in the same vein, I feel like it's old.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Old.
Bakit old? Old eh. But I really like yung choreography. I mean, I always look at choreography kasi when we watch musicals.
Oh, as a dancer.
And it's really, yeah. It's really naman nice. And I think the person who parang carried this film for me is Ariana.
Mm.
If you guys don't know, if you watched Hamilton, she's the bullet. Basta, nung may nag-assassinate sa kay Hamilton, dumaplis siya. Parang she was the physical embodiment of the bullet. Of course, she was like jazz dancing it and shit, but yun. So, wala siyang speaking lines doon masyado. Bumubulong lang siya kay King. Anong sinong King yun?
King George.
Oh, kay King George. And now, she's here and she's nominated, di ba?
Mm.
And I think she won a lot of awards na rin. And I think, although exaggerated yung accent nga, being through the language, I think she did her part really well.
Mm. Yung choreography, speaking of choreography, no? It's old din, no? Yung dance steps nila,
yes,
it's old.
No, it's jazzy.
It's like 1950s jazzy. It's not even modern jazzy.
Oh.
Diba?
It feels old nga kasi it feels like a classic. Parang, it's a 2021 film, but it feels like a classic.
Mm.
So, everything is like a classic. It just represents the true characters by way of using through actors na Latino, ganyan.
Oh. I'm surprised na Ansel Elgort could sing when you said he doesn't move that much. Pero, he can sing, no?
Well, I knew that he could sing. Mm. Kasi may nag-viral siyang video na shirtless playing the piano. Tsaka, sa James Corden, meron siyang stint with Jamie Foxx.
Mm.
And, panorin mo yun.
Is that part of the promo ng Baby Driver since kasama na si Jamie Foxx sa Baby Driver?
Oh, I think it was
Driver.
Part of the...
Mm, okay. One thing then about this, no? There's a racist elements then. Like, they use the word spick, which is a slur for Hispanic. It was spick. parang I was wondering lang if there was a black person ngayon, would they call it nigga?
May gumagamit pa ba nun?
Speak?
Oo.
I think it's an, dumaan na siya. Hindi na yata siya ginagamit na siya.
I have a question. Uh-oh. When was the Sound of Music set?
Pre-World War II.
Pre-World War, mostly. Because that's a musical, eh? It's a musical, right?
Oo.
But I enjoy that.
Oo, yes.
And it's old school.
Oo nga eh.
Man, ganon.
It's na setting kasi. I think, parang, ako, I'm fan of World War II Europe eh. I like World
or
War
the story
Europe,
eh. Din. Kasi, the more it felt like a Romeo and Juliet film, the more I imagine Leonardo DiCaprio's version. Because that was my, ano, Romeo and Juliet, high school, diba?
Yeah. Final thoughts, no? Again, natuwa ako na when you were watching this, I could recall a lot of the songs. Maria, da-da-da-da-da, Maria. And then yung...
How do you solve a problem?
Tonight. Tsaka yung I Feel Pretty, tsaka yung... Somewhere.
Yeah,
yung pinaka-famous song nito na nag-transcend.
I didn't know that those songs were from
him. So, yun, natuwa ako na pati nung tinutugtog yung I Feel Pretty, pati yung second voice. Hindi, yung tinutugtog yung I Feel Pretty.
Gusto mo bang kumanta?
Hindi. Kakanta, dapat ako tinumot ako yung lyrics. Okay, huwag na yun. Hindi, yun. Natuwa ako na ano, na I know even the lyrics, no? So, catchy songs, but anyway, sige, let's give it a rating.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Ready, and go. Okay, we both gave it a 7.0. So, it's an average of 7.0. That's our rundown for...
West Side Story.
Did you know that podcasts are the new radio? You can listen to your favorite shows anytime, anywhere, on demand. Visit the Pilipinas Indie Podcast and Entertainment Network at pipenetwork.co to see our list of shows. And like us on Facebook to get updates on our latest episodes, events, promos, and freebies. The Pipe Network, taking podcasting to the next level.
And finally, we have CODA.
Children of Deaf Adults.
Yes, so like you pointed out to me, no, CODA is all caps.
Because it's an acronym.
It's an acronym, yes. CODA is written and directed by Sean Hader. It's based on the 2014 French film La Famille Bélier.
And the Bell family?
The Bélier family.
Bélier.
Mm.
Oh yeah, French.
It stars Emilia Jones,
Troy Kotsur,
Danielle Durant,
Marley Matlin,
Eugenio Derbez,
among others.
Among others, no. Yung ano pala, yung last year, nakita ko sa TikTok to eh, yung scene ni, I thought it was an old film na ano, yung scene na tinutuan ni Señor Bernardo Villalobos. Yung music teacher ni ano?
Bernardo.
I can't roll my R's then. Ikaw din. Sorry, so let's not make fools of ourselves. We can't roll our R's. So nakita ko yung clip na tinuturuan niya kumanta. Tapos parang yung caption is, "This is what a good teacher does." Parang ganun. Wala, I didn't know it came from this film. And nung nakita ko yung scene, parang natuwa ako na. Ito yung nakita ko sa TikTok. So aside from my favorite character na yung tatay, si Troy Kotsur, no? Si Señor Villalobos ang favorite ko. Parang, I don't know why, but I like his character. Sige, so first things first, I cried.
Yay!
I cried here. I like crying sa films actually.
But you don't do that often.
Oo, kasi like yung Spider-Man, di ba umiyak ka?
Oo.
Namatay si Ano.
Nanggit ka
doon. Nanggit ako, taka binibilit ko umiyak.
Oh, no, dapat sa'yo ano eh. Like, dapat hindi mo alam na may nakakaiyak.
Oo.
Kasi pag nalaman mo na naiyak yung isang tao or na-touch or whatever, you're expecting it and it doesn't come.
No, but before this, the last time I cried was when me and Dylan, we rewatched Forrest Gump. Then I cried again in the scene where I usually cry in Forrest Gump, sa dulo.
What's the point?
The point is, alam ko na may naiyak ako doon, or naiyak pa rin ako.
Hindi, what I meant is with other people. Like, pag nalalaman mo, kunyari, naiyak ako dito, nakaiyak ako dyan. Tapos, hindi mo pa napapanood. Pag pinanood mo, you're kind of expecting to have that kind of emotion as well. You're so fixated on that you're not really focusing on the story itself and making it work its wonders on you. You get.
I don't think so. I don't go to a movie na nakakayak daw to. Gusto ko maiyak dito. I don't.
Oh, you do that? Not that. But
I don't think so. I think lang.
Do that kaya kasi gusto mong umiiyak eh. But it doesn't really come to you as often as you.
Yeah, but I disagree na ano.
No, may film dati. Parang naiyak ako. Sabi niya. Talaga. Sige, panoorin ko yan. Tapos pag nandun na, hindi ka naman naiiyak eh.
Oh, it just happened.
No, feeling ko may part lang doon na you're expecting na nakakaiyak tapos hindi pala.
Or
kasi
siyempre
pwedeng hindi naman kasi siya nakakaiyak sa'yo.
Yun niya, pwede din yun. But I think mas likely yun
there is that sliver of ano na.
Okay, sige. Granted, there is that. Pero I think meron din chance na it's not nakakaiyak for me. Hindi ako nakarelate.
Oo, pwede din. Oh. Meron din mga times lang na ano. Feeling ko.
Okay, sige.
It's like you're expecting some impact on you. Kasi, hindi, wag na, tama na.
Oo, maubos ang oras natin sa ano lang eh. Anyway, Koda.
Hindi, umiyak ba to? Charot.
Hindi, gusto ko din i-point out yung may pinanood tayong mga clips sa YouTube about Koda. Meron yung in-interview yung mga nominated actors and directors. Now, what was the last film that made you cry? Dalawa sa kanila, Koda. Dalawa. Oh, dalawa.
Si Denis. I remember si Denis.
Denis Villeneuve.
Oo. Koda yung sagot niya.
So talaga, yay, hindi ako nag-iisa, Koda. Anyway, I suggest if you watch this, no, if you're not able to watch this in the cinema, watch it without your phone. Did I sequester your phone with this na?
Yes.
Oo.
I had to pause it kasi I had to finish my online grocery. So, it will be delivered later that afternoon.
And then, I sequestered your phone.
Oo.
Gusto ko lang i-share sa listeners, no? We started with The Wire. We watched The Wire. I encouraged her to watch The Wire. Sinamahan ko ba siya manood, no? And I wanted her to concentrate kasi mahilig to mag-phone habang nanonood. And it takes away from the, ano? So,
di ba Sopranos pa lang sinesequester mo na?
Hindi, sa The Wire.
Sa The Wire lang ba?
Sa The Wire next time. So, yun. And then, naisip ko, i-adapt na lang natin sa ano to.
Sa lahat ng movies.
Hindi, especially if we're gonna review it on this podcast.
And also because this is, ano eh, subtitled.
Mostly subtitled na
they're
doing
sign. Kasi language.
Hindi ka na nga marunong mag-sign, hindi ka pa nakatingin sa screen. So,
at least I know the alphabet, you don't.
I'm gonna practice. I know water, I know thank you.
No,
I know bath.
You have to learn the alphabet because
you can spell words.
You can spell if you don't know how what the sign is, you can spell. And I've been telling you this kailan pa, hindi pa tayo mag-asawa.
Okay, pero bakit yung kaangasan mo na you know how to spell is ano, ibang level yung kaangasan mo?
Kasi ang tagal-tagal ko nang sinasabi sa iyo.
Okay, sige, let's move on to ano. Gusto ko lang sabihin, if you're gonna watch this, tutukan nyo, if you're able to watch it at home lang, try to lose your phone for 2 hours. Kasi it's gonna pay off kasi maiiyak ka dahil
it's a really nice film.
Oo. This is actually my bet for best picture, no?
Ako din. Parang FYI to the listeners, we've watched all of the Oscar nominees as of this recording.
For best picture.
For best picture, yes. Uh-huh. And ito na yung iniisip mo kung sino mananalo. And I think this could be a strong contender.
Oo nga eh. And it ano din, no? It's another step na naman sa representation. Parang tumatabo na yung mga ano ha, mga nagsasign ha, like the deaf and the mute community, no?
Meron sa Eternals.
Oh, meron sa Eternals, meron dito, meron din sa Drive My Car na nominated din.
Other nominee. Yeah.
Another nominee. So
just about right. I mean, actually, if you guys don't know, the deaf family here. So, family of four sila. So, isa, yung bunso, she's the only one who can hear.
Mm-hmm.
But the mom, the dad, and the older brother, they're all really deaf actors. So, they didn't have to learn signing. By the way, yung mom dito, I was thinking kung saan ko siya nakita before kasi she really looks familiar. And I thought, back then, hindi ko pa alam na they were really deaf, the family. So, inisip ko, I remember her role na parang hindi rin nagsasalita. I don't remember signing, or maybe there were, but I found out it was in, ano, The Magicians.
The TV show, the TV, oo, TV series.
Parang she was there. And I was right, it was in The Magicians. And now I know that she's really deaf pala.
Mm. And ano nga, the original French film that this was based on, it received flack for using two actors sa main parts who are not really deaf. I'm sure they can, siguro may family members sila na marunong mag-sign, that's why they're fluent in sign. But the fact na they're not really deaf, parang nagalit yung deaf community na. Ang ano pa nga daw eh, they likened it to using blackface.
Okay.
Parang, I don't know if that's a bit too far, but maybe.
That's how they feel. Oh.
Yeah, that's how they feel. Parang, if you can represent us naman on film, why not ano, diba? Tsaka gusto ko din dito na ano, no, yung contrast na from being deaf to not hear, diba? Being deaf, not hearing sound. Yung contrast niya to Ruby, the daughter, hindi lang she can hear, she's musical. Meaning, kasi music is being the highest form of sound, diba? Like, yung highest form ng words is literature, diba? Parang, sa sound naman, highest form ng sound is music. Parang from zero to, meaning silence, to music. So parang extremes na yon, parang ang gandang clash, ang gandang friction, no? And also, I love the soundtrack, no? Parang old, ano, 60s and 70s tunes, no? After nga, panoorin to, in-add ko sa playlist ko ng 70s playlist, eh. Parang, oh, gusto ko yung mga songs na yan, ha?
I think yung contrast na sinasabi mo kanina, I think doon ka umiyak, eh. Kasi diba, parang nasa school concert siya. She was singing. And then the parents were there to support her, of course. But they don't really hear anything. Tapos, they were torn between having her with them as the interpreter for the family. Kasi they have a fishing business, you know. Or letting her go to music school. Which they think is not college. Kasi music school, parang ganun, diba? Tapos, may scene doon na parang the dad. Kasi diba, how do you help a deaf person hear music? Sabi mo nga, beats, bass, diba? Kasi yun yung kumakabog-kabog. But music, yung music melody, diba? So may scene dito, the father, which is very fun, by the way, yung character niya. Oh. Lalo na pa nagsasign siya ng you suck my dick, or ng mga insults, mga ganyan. Anyway, it's fun. If you want to learn how to swear in sign language, baka may mapulot kayo dito. Anyway, so the mom, parang medyo dead ma siya kasi nga, she can't hear music. She doesn't know if her daughter is a good singer or not. Tapos the dad, there's a scene, nakaupo lang sila sa back of the truck, and then he asked her to sing. And then, yung nilagay niya yung kamay niya doon sa leeg. Oo nga, sabi ko nga, di ba? Nilagay niya doon sa leeg. If you want to try it right now, parang
feel the vibrations.
Magsalita kayo. Lagay niyo yung parang nag-ano kayo ng lagnat, pero yung palm yung nasa leeg. Tapos magsalita kayo, feel niyo yung vibrations.
Yeah.
That's one. So that's the answer to my question, di ba? And then she also signed it for her dad. Mm-hmm. So she knows, I mean, he understands what she's singing about.
Hmm.
Diba? So parang,
yung, from both sides now. Nga ganun niya yung, parang both sides ng bola. Ganun yung sign for it. Anyway, the listeners can't see it, but I'm doing the sign for
it. Watch it na lang.
Yeah, watch it.
Wait. Did you have a mentor when you were college, high school?
In the sense na Bernardo Villalobos? No, I did not.
Wala nun. Parang saya, no? Pag may ganun.
Oo. Someone who believes in you talaga na
Outside of your family.
Oo.
Kasi pag family, parang required ka, diba? Although, I mean, it's a technicality, but
yeah. No, I did not have. I wish I did.
Yeah, no? Parang saya.
Yeah, I think, yeah, this will win Best Picture, no? Taking out the politics na, ano, like, for example, kasi when me and my brother Carlo, no, when we talk about Best Picture possibilities, fina-factor in din namin na, oh, did that director already win before? Or ganyan. Parang, without those factors, yung parang,
this should win, yeah.
Based on the 10 films lang, this is, for me, what I like the most.
And gusto ko lang din, apart from the whole family story here, yung context na you can be inclusive sa school, sa business mo, and ganyan, di ba? Kasi parang at first, they're so isolated. They have a deaf community which they see like once a month, but they're isolated from their community kasi like sa school, pinagtatawanan siya nung she talked funny when she first entered school kasi she talked like a deaf person. Tapos, yung ganon, na if later on in the film you see that, you know, you can coexist if you just, I don't know, communication, kindness.
Yes, yes, correct.
Diba? Mm. Pwede naman eh.
I highly recommend this, no? I don't think it's gonna be shown in theater, so be resourceful in trying to watch this. Alright, so let's give it a rating. Wait.
Rating na?
Yeah, anything, you have any final words?
No, kasi diba there was this scene na ano, she asked her mom if she wished she would have been deaf.
Yes.
When she was born.
Oh.
So parang, paisip ako, parang syempre no, as a parent, you wouldn't want that. Pero nung nag-explain yung mom, parang nag-gets ko na, ah, oh, sige, pwede naman pala. But, I mean, nag-gets ko yung reasoning na baka they wouldn't connect kasi she and her mom, yung lola ni Ruby, tsaka yung nanay niya, they didn't have a relationship, a good relationship. Kasi I guess the lola is not deaf.
Mm,
so,
yeah.
may barrier sa communication. But they're close here.
Yes.
So, I don't think may mga barriers na you can work around those barriers.
Yes.
But I still wouldn't wish a disability. I still wouldn't wish it for my... If pwede, diba?
Mm. Yung gusto kong sabihin, parang I've been fascinated with sign language a long time na. But parang naisip ko, for me to be able to sign, I would have to have someone in my family who requires it.
Hindi naman kailangan.
Hindi.
Mapipilitan ka.
Oo.
But you can learn it without ka. It.
Yes, but yun niya, kasi we're very comfortable sa state natin na we're normal. We can see, we can hear, di ba? We can talk. And then, parang there's no reason to sign eh. Unless you have a child who's deaf.
You know how we learned the alphabet? Kami nilang mga, sila Iye, sila Jing, we learned it eh.
Your childhood friends?
Oo. We learned it.
Why?
Because we needed to talk to each other na walang ibang makakaano. Diba? May ganun nung high school, diba?
Typical rebellious girl, ano?
Hindi. It's just high school. Like, diba, mayroong language na every syllable lalagyan mo ng ga. Hmm. So, magsasalitahan ng ganun. Tapos walang makakaintindi. Pero kayo, nagkakaintindihan kayo.
Okay.
Yeah. It's also why we learned yung, ano, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta.
Okay.
Thing. What do you call that?
The phonetic alphabet.
Oh, yun. It's also why we learned that.
Mm.
Hindi kami umabot sa Greek alphabet.
Okay. Di ba may sinasabi ka about yung scene na she's going off to college? And then, it reminded you, kasi sa Los Baños ka nag-college, hindi sa Diliman eh. Unlike me.
Okay. May tono yun, ha. Narinig nyo. Hindi. Ano? Well, wala naman kasi akong ganung send-off eh. Kasi they were with me when I went to the dorm with my stuff eh.
Yeah, being unika iha. Hinatid siya talaga.
Kasi nahatid sundo ako dati before, mga early days. Until hindi na ako umuwi masyado. So, mag-commute ka na. No, but it was a nice, it's a cute send-off. Kasi makita mo yung sign. So, nalaman mo na yung sign ng I really love you versus I love you versus rock and roll. Yung ganyan.
Alright, sige. Let's give it our rating.
Dun, 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 dun.
Ready? Ready? Go. Oh, wait. Okay. Okay, so again, kung narinig nyo, meron moment of shock, no? Kasi 8.9. I gave it an 8.9. She gave it a 9.2. That was, naisip ko bigla. I think I gave Dune a higher rating, no? Pero, pwede naman.
Yun yung naisip ko nung I was torn between two numbers. I'm like, ano ba yung rating ko dun sa isa? Nag-9 na ba ako before? Wait.
Oh, okay.
Parang ganun.
Hindi, pero I think, ano, pwede naman cinematically, one is better, but emotionally, this one is better. Parang, pwede ba yun?
No, sige, justify mo na lang yung rating mo habang nagko-compute ng average.
Well, the final rating is 9.05. Still high. Anyway, yung ano ko lang, gusto mong sabihin, pwede naman siguro na one film is superior cinematically, meaning better visual effects, better sound editing, pero another film is better...
Emotionally. May hatak siya sa ano. Hindi tug your heartstrings ha, kasi chipang. I mean... May hatak talaga.
It's not just a visual spectacle na pag-uwi mo, tapos na. Diba? Parang nanood ka ng spaceships and ano, tapos pag paglabas mo ng sinihan, wala na yung spaceships, back to the real world ka. And like ito, pag tapos mong panoorin, oh, I want to learn sign. May ano, may effect siya, nakaano siya sa puso mo. So, I guess, this is my best picture. It doesn't follow naman na which one to give some
movie. Sige, you're over-explaining.
Okay, it. Sige, yun lang. So, the average is 9.05. And
this is our review of Coda.
You can send us a message at thecouchtomato@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on social media at thecouchtomato on Twitter.
You can access the entire podcast archive on the website, thecouchtomato.com.
And of course, you can listen to The Couch Tomato podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and other major podcast platforms.
Also, The Couch Tomato is part of the Pipe Network. Check out other movie and TV podcasts such as Review, 480 TV Pod, and Please Pause.
Thank you for listening. Till the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.